Skip da ba ba da ba da ba da ba ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da. Hi, this is Ilse von Heimberg, and welcome back to Fairweather Friends. We've survived the first week of February, and luckily enough, it hasn't been that bad. I mean, sure, I almost wiped it on my walk to the gym the other morning because of icy sidewalks, and I think I saw my life flash before my eyes. It was probably my sign to turn around and go back to bed, but at least we haven't seen the same levels of cold and wind we did about 2 weeks ago. And as for tonight, you can see temperatures hover around 27 degrees, cloudy with some winds. And as for this lovely weekend we have ahead, Saturday we'll see a high of 33 degrees and a low of 26. There is a 50% chance of snow in the afternoon, but accumulation's only supposed to be under an inch. Hopefully it's just enough to make the ground sparkle. And for Super Bowl Sunday, we'll see a high of 27 and a low of 19. It'll be cloudy pretty much all day, and thank goodness the game isn't here in Chicago or those poor players would freeze. But speaking of the big game, what's the weather like in New Orleans this weekend? Well, I'll tell you. People in town for the game will see a high of 76 and a low of 63, with some fog in the morning and partly cloudy skies all day. So conditions should be pretty good. Perfect weather for the Eagles to take flight. No, I'm just kidding. We don't endorse any particular here at WNUR. But let's take a walk down memory lane, shall we? The coldest Super Bowl was actually in New Orleans in 1972 when the Cowboys beat the Dolphins. The temperature was around 39 degrees with wind chill down to the 20s. The snowiest Super Bowl was in Detroit in 2006. The Steelers and Seahawks played while an inch of snow fell, and the Steelers emerged victorious. The wettest Super Bowl was in 2007 when the Cowboys beat the Bears in Miami. So, whatever team you're rooting for this weekend, or if you're only there for the halftime show, stay warm. This has been Ilse von Heimberg for Fairweather Friends, and have a great weekend, everybody.